Hey, let's start with the big picture. Bitcoin has actually bounced a little, up around 0.7% since midnight UTC, trading near $77,200 and aiming toward the $77,300 area. That's a small lift, but it feels encouraging after the recent pullback.
I'd keep it measured. The cleanest way to read this move is as a stabilization attempt, not a confirmed trend reversal.
Right. It suggests some of the selling pressure has eased. But for this to become a durable recovery, we still need stronger follow-through, higher volume, and a cleaner break above key resistance.
And one key driver behind the bounce is the unwinding of leveraged Zcash positions.
That's a really important detail. In crypto, leverage can amplify both gains and losses, so when positions are heavy, the market can get twitchy.
Exactly. When traders hold large leveraged positions, they become vulnerable to liquidations if prices move against them.
And those liquidations can trigger forced selling, which may spread beyond the original asset and pressure the broader market, especially if traders are using shared margin or cash across portfolios.
So as Zcash leverage unwinds, some of that mechanical selling pressure has reduced, helping the market find a temporary floor.
That matters for Bitcoin, because it often serves as the reference asset for the broader crypto market.
When Bitcoin stabilizes, it can reduce panic and give other assets a better chance to recover.
So the current move is constructive, but it does not mean the market has fully found a bottom.
It mainly indicates that one disruptive force has been partially removed.
And the unwinding of leverage also affects the broader market structure.
Reduced force selling can make price action more orderly.
Yes, liquidity can improve as the most aggressive positions are removed.
Volatility may slow as traders become more cautious about re-entering with high leverage.
Sentiment can also shift slightly, encouraging sideline buyers to return in a measured way.
Market breadth offers another positive signal.
During the period, 68 of the CoinDesk 100 constituents gained.
That is a meaningful number because it suggests the rebound is not limited to Bitcoin alone.
Some altcoins are also showing strength, which can indicate improving risk appetite across the broader crypto complex.
However, there is an important caveat. The broader CoinDesk 100 index remains 1.4% lower over the 24-hour period.
That means the market is showing resilience, but it has not yet entered a clear broad-based uptrend.
More names are rising, but the aggregate picture is still slightly negative.
The next few sessions will be important.
If Bitcoin can hold above $77,000 and the CoinDesk 100 can close the gap, confidence may improve.
If not, the recovery could fade quickly.
Traders should focus on several key signals.
First, Bitcoin's ability to hold $77,000 is critical.
That level has become a near-term pivot.
Holding above it would support the recovery, while a loss could reopen the path to lower support.
Second, follow-through volume matters.
A price move without meaningful volume may not last, so stronger buying interest would make the rebound more credible.
Third, continued leverage cleanup is important.
If more leveraged positions are still being closed, the market may need additional time to stabilize.
Altcoin performance is another watch item.
The fact that many CoinDesk 100 names are higher is positive, but the broader index still needs to turn positive to confirm improvement.
Finally, broader risk sentiment remains relevant.
Crypto often moves in tandem with other risk assets, so supportive macro conditions could help Bitcoin extend its recovery, while weak risk appetite could limit upside.
The bottom line is that Bitcoin's move toward the high 77,000s is a constructive sign, but it is not yet full confirmation of a new uptrend.
The unwinding of Zcash leverage has helped reduce selling pressure and improve market structure, while the breadth in the CoinDesk 100 shows the rebound has some support beyond Bitcoin.
Still, the index's 24-hour decline reminds traders that momentum has not fully returned.
The next move will depend on whether Bitcoin can hold the high 77,000s, whether leverage continues to settle, and whether broader risk appetite improves enough to lift the whole sector.
For now, the market is showing signs of stabilization, but patience is still warranted.